Hello?
大家好。
Good. See. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
早上好。
I'm glad to be here with you again.
我很高兴在这里和大家一起。
Today we'll be looking into a passage that I think many of you know very well.
今天我们来一起看一段我们许多人都非常熟悉的经文。
But I believe that God wants to remind us, and that's why we continuously need to read the same thing again.
我相信上帝一直想提醒我们，因为我们认为重温我们彼此熟悉的经文是非常重要的事情。
So I think most of us have heard about the verses in Mark 12:30-31.
我相信大部分人都听说过马可福音十二章三十到三十一节的经文。
It says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
So to love our neighbors is actually one of the greatest commandments in the Bible.
爱我们的邻舍实际上是圣经中最伟大的诫命之一。
The question would be, what then is a neighbor?
那这问题是什么是我们的邻居呢？
Because if God wants us to love our neighbors,
因为如果上帝要我们爱我们的邻居，
it is natural for us to ask, who are our neighbors?
那我们自然会问，谁会是我们的邻居呢？
So, Charu would help us to read the Bible verse today, Luke 10:25-37.
路加福音十章二十五到三十七节，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？他回答说，要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边路过去了。又有一个利未人来这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见了他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出两钱银子来交给店主，说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说，是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for this Sunday. Thank you that we can come here together to glorify your name. I pray you will help us to understand what you want us to do in our lives, and especially help us to understand what it means to love. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, who is my neighbor?
谁是我们的邻居呢？
This question is not just asked by us here today, but also asked by this expert in the law.
这个问题
It's not just asked by us today, but also by this expert in the law.
这个问题不光是我们今天所问的，也同样在律法中提到过这个问题。
So he studied the law of God in the Old Testament, from the Old Testament.
他想凭这个知识去试探耶稣。
And with this knowledge, he wanted to test Jesus.
I just translated. Sorry.
Oh, you, okay.
One step further.
Okay. And he wanted to trick him. He wanted to trick Jesus because he knew that Jesus was always welcoming sinners.
他想去挑战耶稣，因为耶稣总是欢迎这些罪人。
And the reason they were called sinners is because they are breaking the law. They did not follow it. They did not obey the law.
我们之所以称之为罪人，是因为他们违背了法律，没有遵守他律法，没有遵守他。
Then why is Jesus hanging around with these people?
那耶稣为什么总和这些人在一起呢？
He wanted to expose Jesus for not respecting the moral law of God.
他希望揭露耶稣不尊重神的道德律法。
We know that you cannot trap Jesus.
我们知道没有人可以陷害耶稣。
But this expert of the law thought his plan was perfect.
这位律法师认为他的计划是完美的。
So when we continue the passage, we see that Jesus asked this man a question instead of answering him.
当我们继续阅读这段经文时，我们看到耶稣问了他一个问题，而不是回答他我们所看到耶稣问了他这样一个问题来替代他的回答。
He asked, "What is written in the law?"
他问，在律法上写了什么呢？
There are around 613 laws in the Old Testament.
在旧约中大概有613条律法。
And Jesus did not expect him to list all of them.
耶稣并不希望去一一举例。
But he wanted him to tell Jesus the essence of it.
但他希望告诉这位律法师他的精髓是这些律法的精髓是什么。
And this expert of law, he summarizes it just like how we read it in Mark.
这位律法专家总结了他就像我们在马可福音中所读到的那样。
He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
And he also says, love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱人如己。
William Temple, he was a bishop in England.
William Temple, 英国的一位主教。
He once said, religion is what you do with your solitude.
他曾经说过，信仰就是你在独处时所做的事情。
When you have nothing to do,
当你无事可做的时候。
When you are totally free in your mind,
当你的思绪是完全自由的。
When you're at the bus stop,
当你在等车等巴士的时候
，What do you think about?
你会想些什么呢
？Where does your mind take you?
你的思绪会飘向何方
？Does it go to God?
它会走向上帝吗
？Do you think about the beauty and the greatness of God?
你是否想过上帝的美丽和伟大
？Most probably not.
大部分人可能不会。
But whatever you think about,
但无论你在思考什么
that is your religion.
那正是你的信仰。
And that is what this Bishop Temple is referring to.
这就是主教坦普尔所提到的。
In order to do what it says in Mark and the Old Testament, God needs to be there in your solitude.
为了做到马可福音和旧约中所说的那样。
We need to love God so much that we're able to be content in any circumstances.
我们必须深爱上帝以至于在无论何种情况下我们能感到满足
Because we have the most important relationship in the world, the relationship with God.
因为我们拥有世界上最重要的关系那就是我们和神之间的关系
That is kind of the first part.
这是所谓的第一部分
The second part is loving your neighbor as yourself.
第二部分是爱邻如己
That means we need to love people with the same power, the same urgency, the same concern,as we do when we care for ourselves.
这意味着我们需要用同样的力量、同样的需求、同样的关心来爱人，就像照顾我们自己一样。
We need to feel happiness when our neighbors' needs are met.
我们需要在我们邻居的需求得到满足时感到幸福。
Just like when our needs are met.
就像我们的需求得到满足一样。
And Jesus, he answers this expert.
耶稣告诉这位律法师。
He says, "You're absolutely right."
你是完全正确的。
That is what you need to do. Do this, and you will live. He says.
这就是你所需要去做的。这样做你可以永远得到永生。
Because it's not wrong what the expert have said.
这位律法师所说的并没有错。
We should be loving God like that.
我们确实应该像那样爱上帝。
Because God created us, and He loves us so much, it is only right for us to love Him back.
因为上帝创造了我们，如此深爱我们，我们也理应同样以同样的方式来回报他。
And at the same time, we should be loving our neighbors like ourselves.
同时，我们也应该像爱自己一样去爱我们的邻舍。
We should be treating them like we treat ourselves.
我们应该像对待自己一样对待他们。
Because that is what we want from them.
因为这是我们希望他们对待我们的方式。
But the law of the expert, he is not dumb, he is not stupid.
但这位律法师他也并不是愚蠢的。
He knows that Jesus is up to something.
他知道耶稣有他的计划。
So in the scripture, we read that he wants to justify himself.
在我们所读的这段经文中，他希望为自己的话语所辩护。
But justify what?
但他所需要辩护什么呢？
The law expert, he wants to so-called limit the scope.
这位律法师希望去限制这个范围。
Because based on what Jesus is saying here, it sounds like my neighbor, it's anyone.
因为根据耶稣所说的，似乎我们的邻居可以是任何人。
Surely it cannot be anyone.
但事实上他没有办法是任何人。
There has to be some kind of limit.
这个人群必须要有一定的范围。
And our law expert is thinking, as long as I can limit it to the scope that I think is right,
只要我们能将其限定在我们认为合适的范围内，
I can say that I've been loving my neighbor like myself.
我就可以说我一直爱我的邻舍，如同我爱我自己。
I have been doing what these commandments are telling me.
我一直在遵守这条诫命。
I have kept the law of God.
我一直在遵守上帝的律法。
What the law expert is basically suggesting is that there are people that are non-neighbors.
这位律法师基本上表明有一些人并不是我们的邻居。
People that do not fit in this world of people we should love.
所以这些人并不适用在我们爱人如己的范围内。
And this, my friends, reminds Jesus of a story.
这就是我们的朋友耶稣提起了一个故事。
The hero in this story is a person that meets the needs of someone through his actions.
这个故事的英雄是一个通过他的行为满足了某些人需求的人。
If we think back of what this Samaritan actually did,
我们回想一下这位撒玛利亚人做了什么呢？
He met the physical needs, the emotional needs, the financial needs, the medical needs, even the transportational needs of the person who fell in the hands of the robbers.
他满足了这位被抢劫人的身体上的需求、情感上的需求、财务、医疗甚至交通上的需求。
And Jesus, he specifically chooses this hero to be a person most Jews at that time would see as non-neighbor.
耶稣特意选择了这位英雄，是大多数犹太人会认为并不是我们邻舍的人。
The Samaritans and the Jews, they hated each other.
那个时候，撒玛利亚人和犹太人相互憎恨。
And the story tells us that we meet the needs of the people around us, no matter if they hate them because of their beliefs or their race.
这个故事告诉我们，我们需要满足我们周围人的需求，无论你是否因为他们的信仰或者种族而憎恨他们。
We need to show love through actions in a way that makes people wonder why are you doing this?
我们需要通过我们的行为来表达我们的爱，以让人来想这个人为什么要这样做。
So much that the other people need to know about the gospel that drives you.
这样大家就会明白，福音是怎样激励你这样做的。
To love our neighbor is to feed them, is to give them shelter, help them in need, protect them when they're weak.It's actions.
爱我们的邻舍意味着我们要喂养他们，给他们提供庇护，在他们所需要的时候帮助他们，在软弱的时候保护他们，这是我们提供的行为。
A few weeks ago, I had a discipleship group where we discussed a topic about goats and sheep.
几周前，我们在门徒训练中和大家讨论了关于山羊和绵羊的话题。
In Matthew 25, Jesus talks about when he comes back in the last days.In Matthew 25, Jesus talks about when he comes back in the last days.
在马太福音二十五章中，耶稣谈到了当他末日再临时。
And he will look at all those who say that they are believers, they are followers, or they are Christians.
审视所有自称是信徒、追随者、基督徒的人。
And then he will separate us like goats and sheep.
他把我们像山羊和绵羊一样分开。
So Jesus will come back, and he will look at us, and he will say that.Some of you say that you're a Christian, but you're not.
That's too long, sorry.
Okay, Jesus will come back and look at us.
耶稣会回来，然后和我们在一起。
And he will say that some of you say that you're a Christian.
他会说，有些人自称是基督徒。
But you're not.
但是事实上并不是。
How will Jesus know the difference?
耶稣是怎样辨别的呢？
Can you read in Matthew 25 for us?
马太福音二十五章中写的，因为我饿了，你们给我吃了；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说：主啊，我什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候见你做客旅留你住， 或是赤身露体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？”王耀回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这兄弟中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”王又要向那左边的说：“你们被诅咒的人，离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去，因为我饿了，你们不给我吃；渴了，你们不给我喝；我做客旅，你们不留我住；我赤身露体，你们不给我穿；我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾我。”他们也要回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，或渴了，或做客旅，或赤身露体，或病了，或在监里，不伺候你呢？”王要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不坐在我这兄弟中一个最小的身上，就不是坐在我身上了。”
When we have experienced Christ,
当我们经历上帝的恩典时，
we will live a life that is poured out in actions of love, compassion, and service.
这一位，当我们跟随耶稣经历了他的爱时，这意味着什么呢？
And that is what Jesus' love will do to us if we have truly experienced Him.
这意味着我们，如果我们真正经历了他对我们的爱和恩典。
So what I have told you now is not anything new.
我现在告诉大家的并不是什么新的信息。
I think we as Christians sitting here, we know that we need to act in love.
我们作为基督徒，我们应当知道我们应该行在爱里。
We need to have compassion.
我们需要有激情。
We need to serve one another.
我们需要服侍对方。
At the same time, we are really, really good at limiting ourselves.
与此同时，我们
good at limiting ourselves.
我们很善于限制我们自己。
And in the passage for today, we can at least see three ways of doing that.
在我们今天的经文中，我们至少可以看到三条限制条件。
So I call this the who, the when, and the how much.
这三条分别是谁、什么时候、多少。
Let us all think a little bit.
让我们大家都思考一下这个问题。
Who do you tend to more easily help?
你更倾向于帮助谁呢？
Who is more easy to give to?
谁更容易给予呢？
I think it's quite natural that we want to give to those that we like.
我认为很自然而然的，我们希望给予那些我们喜欢的那一部分人。
And even more if they like us.
如果他们也同样喜欢你。
It's easy to give to a friend in need.
帮助一个朋友是非常容易的。
It's easy to give to your parents.
给予自己的父母也是非常容易的一件事情。
But it might not be as easy to give to a stranger.
但是给予一个陌生人可能会有一些困难。
And maybe even harder to give someone that you dislike.
甚至给予一个你不喜欢的人，那会变得更加困难一些。
We give or help those who are like us.
我们给予或帮助那些像我们一样的人。
Because we get the feeling that they have experienced the same things that we have.
因为我们觉得他们和我们有相同或者类似的经历。
But Jesus in this parable, he says, be careful.
耶稣在这个预言中说要小心。
Let me tell you who's really your neighbor.
让我告诉你谁是你真正的邻居。
As I mentioned before, the Jews and the Samaritans, they hate each other.
就像我之前提到的，犹太人和撒玛利亚人彼此憎恨。
The Jews thought that the Samaritans, they were a mixed breed of people, and they considered themselves the pure breed.
犹太人认为撒玛利亚人是混血的人，而认为自己是纯种的。
The Jews hated them so much that they would rather take a detour than go through Samaria.
犹太人如此讨厌撒玛利亚人，以至于他们会绕道而行，以避免穿越撒玛利亚。
They were, I guess, what we call true enemies.
他们是真正的敌人。
But Jesus used them in the parable to show us that your neighbor is anyone.
但耶稣在这个预言中使用他们，向我们来证明说，你的邻居可以是任何人。
No matter if he's a stranger or your bitter enemy.
无论他们是陌生人还是你的敌人。
And don't we dare to say otherwise?
我们没有理由没不敢去辩驳。
Don't we dare to limit it to a smaller scope?
我们也不敢将这些邻居这个概念限制在一个非常小的范围里。
Because there's nothing that is called a non-neighbor in the eyes of Jesus.
在耶稣的眼中，没有非邻居这个概念。
And then the when.
现在是何时呢？
We don't mind helping people when it's not their fault.
我们不介意帮助那些没有犯错的人。
But we do mind those who have dug their own grave.
但我们并不想帮助那些自掘坟墓的人。
Maybe you know someone that has gambled away their whole fortune.
你可能会看到有些人把自己所有的财富都赌输掉。
And then they come to you and ask for help.
然后他们寻求到你，然后寻求帮向你寻求帮助。
They ask you for money.
他们需要钱。
Well, it is your fault that you have gambled it away.
这是你的错，是你把所有的钱都输掉了。
You did this to yourself.
你活该。
You don't deserve to be given money.
你不需要这些钱，你不应该获得这些钱的帮助。
And you don't deserve help.
你不应该获得帮助。
Or maybe if someone says, oh no, or you see someone that their house got struck by lightning, or your house got flooded by rain.
还有另外一种情况，你的房子被雷电击中了，或者你的房子在暴雨中被洪水淹没了。
And you would say, I would love to help you. It's not your fault.
你就会说，我很愿意帮助你，这不是你的错。
The parable we read is set up so that the hero, the Samaritan, would think that the guy being robbed, he absolutely deserved it.
这个预言被设置成这样，以至于英雄撒玛利亚人会认为被抢劫的这个人是绝对值得帮助的。
The society at the time was not as individualistic as of now.
那个时候社会不像现在这样个人主义。
But you were a part of a community, you're part of a group.
你是一个社区一个群体的一部分。
So you like what your group likes.
你会喜欢你的群体或者你的社区所喜欢的。
And you dislike what your group dislikes.
你不喜欢你的社区或者群体所不喜欢的。
And we know that the Jews, they hated the Samaritans.
我们知道犹太人非常憎恶撒玛利亚人。
And if you were a Jew, even if you never met one before, you would hate the Samaritans as well.
如果你是个犹太人，即使你从来没有遇见过撒玛利亚人，你也会讨厌他们。
So if you saw someone from the other group, you would think, you saw someone from the other group suffering, you would think they deserve it.
如果你看到来自其他群体的人在受苦，你会觉得他们理所应当的受这苦。
But our hero in this parable, he reaches out to the person.That based on what we know, definitely deserved it.
但是在这个语言中，基于我们的认知，我们的英雄所援助的这个人是值得帮助的。
So there was a church where the people in the church did not want to help until people were in desperate need.
在所有所教堂的会众不愿帮助他人，除非他们陷入绝境。
And the pastor he had to address this.
牧师就不得不处理这个问题。
He said, "Why do they have to be in a desperate situation for you to help them?"
为什么他们必须在一个绝境中，你才愿意为他们提供帮助呢
？You would want someone to help you long before you are on the verge of disaster.
你肯定希望在你濒临灾难之前就能得到大家的帮助。
You would want someone to help you long before it gets desperate.
你当然希望所有的人在你绝望之前就可以帮助你。
Why would you not treat other people the same way as you want them to treat you?
为什么你不可以对待别人像你希望别人对待你的那样呢
？You should do the same thing you want others to do to you.
你应该做那些你希望他人对待你一样的事情。
If we only help people that deserve help,
如果我们只帮助那些值得帮助的人
，when it's not their fault,
当他们并没有犯错的时候
，then we should look at this through another perspective.
那我们需要以另外一个角度来看待这个问题。
Jesus, he died for you.
耶稣为你死。
Jesus died for me.
他也为我们而死。
For all that misery that you and I have brought on ourselves.
为了那些你我给自己带来的苦难。
If Jesus were in heaven and he was looking down on earth.
如果耶稣在天堂俯瞰这个世界
And he said, okay, we help them.
然后说好吧，我帮助他们。
But only those that deserve it.
但是只帮助那些值得帮助的人。
Then he could have told God that, Father,
那他可以告诉父神
Save the ticket down to Earth. I don't need to take the trip because there's no one down there that deserves it.
省了这张票吧，我不需要去这个世界，因为那里没有人需要帮助。
And then the how much?
多少呢
？The last way we limit ourselves is how much.
最后一个我们自己设定的限制因素是多少
？I think we often would say to ourselves that if I had more, if I were doing well, if I had enough.
有时候我们会对自己说，如果我有更多，我过得更好，或者我拥有的足够多
，I would totally give more.
我肯定会给予更多。
But right now I cannot afford it.
但现在我负担不起。
The path of blood or the way of blood.
血的通道或者血的道路。
This is the name of the road that this parable is talking about.
这是这预言所谈论的道路的名称。
And this was, for us, this is not well known, but at that time, this was a well-known road.
在现在它未必是一条众所周知的道路吧，但是在当时它是一条众所周知的道路。
People knew that this road was very, very dangerous.
人们知道这条路非常的危险。
So when Jesus says that, oh, he was robbed and he was almost killed on this road, it was not a surprise.
在这条路上被抢劫、被杀害并不是一件令人惊讶的事情。
People hearing this parable is not surprised that it happened there, but Jesus put this parable there deliberately.
听到这个预言的人们对于发生在这里的事情并不会感到惊讶。耶稣故意将这个预言放在这里。
Because everyone knew how dangerous this was.
因为每个人都知道。
It says in the passage that a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead.
因为每个人都知道这个地方它非常危险，在经文中说到，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，丢下他走了。
So when we read about the two supporting characters, the priest and the Levite,
当我们看到另外两个配角时，那位祭司和利未人
，They both saw the injured half-dead man.
他们都看到了这个受伤并且半死不活的人。
But both hurried along on the other side of the road.
但都匆匆走到了路的另外一头。
Do you know why?
你们知道为什么吗
？Because the injured man was not dead.
因为这个受伤的人他并没有死。
What does that mean?
那它意味着什么呢
？It means that most likely the robbers are still nearby.
它意味着很有可能强盗还在周围。
If you stop and help,
如果你停下来帮助
，you might be robbed.
你很有可能被抢劫。
You might be beaten up to death.
你很有可能被殴打致死。
So when the Samaritan stops to help,
所以当撒玛利亚人停下来帮助他时
he is in fact risking his own life to do so.
他实际上是冒着生命危险来做这件事情的。
He helped the man with his wounds.
他用自己的行动帮助了那个受伤的人。
He transported him to an inn and paid for everything this man would need in order to recover.
把他送到旅馆，支付了这个人康复所需要的一切。
This person gave everything in order to help.
他为了帮助这个人而付出了一切。
In Galatians 6:2, it says.
在加拉太书六章二节中说道
Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
My question would be, how do we fulfill that?
我的问题是，我们如何履行这里所说的内容呢
？If we cannot help because we feel burdened,
如果我们没有帮助，因为我们觉得负担很沉重。
How can you fulfill what it says in Galatians 6:2?
你怎么履行加拉太书六章二节中所说的内容呢
？If we say that we can only bear each other's burden when it doesn't burden us,
当我们只有在感到没有负担的时候才能承受对方的重担，那当你没有任何负担的时候，你如何承担彼此的重担呢
？How do you carry each other's burdens?
我们如何负担彼此的重担呢
？When you don't want to bear any burden at all,
当你不愿意。承受任何的负担。
When we talk about helping others and we say that we cannot give,
当我们在谈论帮助他人并说我们无法给予时
，What we really mean is that we cannot afford to give to the poor or those in need without burdening ourselves.
我们真正的意思其实是我们没有办法在没有负担的情况下去给予穷人或者其他有需要的人帮助。
Without it affecting our living standards.
就是不影响我们的生活标准的情况下。
It affects what we want.
不影响我们所需要的东西。
The Samaritan, he put his life on the line to help.
撒玛利亚人把他的生命愿意冒着生命危险去帮助其他人。
I think this is easy to say. It is actually quite radical. It is very demanding.
这非常基本也非常高要求。
But this is what Jesus calls us to do.
但这正是耶稣需要我们去做的事情。
This is what this parable shows us.
这也正是这个预言向我们所展示的。
We need to help the people we don't like that are not like us.
我们需要去帮助那些我们并不喜欢也和我们不一样的人。
We need to help them even if they put themselves in that situation.
我们需要帮助他们在他们所需要我们帮助的时候甚至是我们会经历这困境。
And we need to help them even if it burdens us.
我们需要帮助他们即使这让我们感到有负担。
So that we will bear their burdens together.
所以我们可以分担他们所承受的重担。
That is what Jesus wants.
这是耶稣向我们所要求的。
So now we know what is required of us. What do we need to do?
所以我们现在知道
what is required.
我们所需要去做的是什么。
And we also know what is limiting us.
我们同样知道是什么限制了我们。
I think going to church, we hear about this all the time.
当我们来到教会，我们经常会听到这些。
But how do we get motivated to actually do these things?
但我们是怎样被激励了去做这些事情呢？
Where do we get the strength to be motivated to love our neighbors?
我们从哪里来获得力量来激发我们爱我们的邻居呢？
So Pastor Timothy Keller, who inspired the sermon, he gives us two different ways of doing it.
基摩西·凯勒牧师提供了两种方法。
And one of the ways he calls insufficient, and one is the all-sufficient.
其中一种是不全面的方法，另外一种是非常全面的办法。
And the first way that is insufficient is through morality.
第一种不全面的方法是通过道德。
It doesn't really matter if it's secular or religious morality.
无论是世俗的还是宗教的道德。
If you are religious,
如果你是宗教徒，有宗教信仰的人。
Maybe the Bible tells you so.
可能圣经这样教导你。
Or maybe the Quran tells you so.
或者古兰经这样告诉你。
Or any religion, I think most of the religion tells you to give and care for the poor.
任何宗教都会告诉你给予并照顾有困难的人。
If you're not a believer, maybe you volunteer and work for the poor.
如果你不是信徒，也许你也愿意成为志愿者，去为穷人做些什么事情。
They have so little, I have so much. Give some of yours to the poor.
他们拥有的很少，我们拥有的很多。给这些穷人一些帮助。
Both ways are basically motivating you through guilt.
这两种基本上都是通过负罪感来激励你。
It tells you that you have so much. How can you be so greedy and selfish?
负罪感告诉你，你拥有的如此之多，你怎么可以这么贪婪、自私？
You remember we spoke about the supporting cast to the Levite and the priest?
我们谈论了预言中的两位配角，利未人和祭司。
Have you thought about why them?Couldn't it have been a soldier and a fisherman walking by?
你们想思考过为什么会是他们呢？为什么不能是一名士兵或者是一名渔夫呢？
Both of these two are extremely moral and extremely religious.
这两个人都极具道德感和有非常有信
仰。And the irony in them being the people that passed by the injured man is that their job was to give to the poor.
讽刺的是他们竟然绕过了那个受伤人即使他们的工作是帮助受困者
It was their job to care for those in need
他们被分配给穷人
Excuse me. It was their job to care for those in need
是他们的工作来关心这些人
They were even the people that distributed to the poor
他们被分配给了这些人
They were people who out of duty and morality helped people
他们是出于责任感和道义来帮助这些人的。
But the moment they realize that it will cost them something in order to help,
但当他们意识到这些帮助需要付出代价的时候
，the moment when they realize that they have to risk their lives,
当他们意识到他们需要冒着生命危险来做这件事情的时候，
they can't do it.
他们不会去做这样做。
And what Jesus is telling us here is that morality and guilt, it can only take you that far.
耶稣在这里告诉我们的是，你的道德和负罪感只能带你走到这一步。
If you feel somehow guilty about what I have shared until now,
如果你因为我之前做的分享而感到内疚，
If you feel that,、oh, yeah, I should have done more, I should have loved more, I should have given when I could.
如果你觉得我其实应该做更多，我其实应该有更多的爱心，我其实应该有更多的关心的时候，
Then you need to stop feeling guilty.
那么你需要停止感觉内疚。
Because this is the exact thing that Jesus tells us, it will not work.
因为耶稣告诉我们，内疚这件事情是没有用的。
We cannot guilt-trip people into giving and helping the poor.
我不能用负罪感来激励人们给予和帮助穷人和邻居。
And the only way to actually motivate ourselves to love our neighbors is this.
耶稣给我们的唯一的方法是
The very key to this parable is actually how Jesus placed this expert of law in the story.
这所预言的关键在于耶稣如何将这位律法师放在故事中。
Because he is in the story.
因为他不是这个故事。
Is he the Samaritan?
他是撒玛利亚人吗？
No, he's not.
不是。
Is he the people walking by?
他是过路的人吗？
No, he's not.
他也不是。
He's in fact the injured man.
他是那个受伤害的人。
You know, Jesus, when he tells this parable to his law expert, he could have told it very differently.
耶稣本可以以完全不同的方式来讲述这个故事。
He could have said, you know, there was a man.
他本可以说，你们知道的，从前有一个人。
And he was just like you on this road of blood.
他就像你一样在这条血路上。
You were riding from Jerusalem to Jericho.
你从耶路撒冷去耶利哥。
Then you saw a man.
然后你看到一个人。
A Samaritan.
一个撒玛利亚人。
He was beaten up and robbed on the verge of death on the side of the road.
被打劫，被抢劫在路边濒临死亡。
And you get off the horse and you help him.
然后你下了马来帮助他。
You care for him, you wash his wounds, and you take him to an inn.
你照顾他，清洗他的伤口，并把他带到一个客栈。
You risk your life for this person.
你冒着生命危险去帮助了这个人。
You should do this.
你应该这样做。
What do you think the expert in the law would have done if Jesus told the story like this?
如果耶稣像这样讲述这个故事，你认为这位律法师会怎么做呢？
He might have laughed at Jesus.
他可能会嘲笑耶稣。
What, me?
为什么？我？
I would never betray my people like that. I'm not a traitor.
我绝对不会这样背叛我的人民。我不是一个叛徒。
Not only would I not have helped him, maybe I've added on his misery.
我不仅不会帮助他，我可能还会加重他的痛苦。
He deserves it.
他活该。
He would have told Jesus that no Israelite would do this.
律法师会告诉耶稣，没有以色列人会这样做。
If Jesus just told the expert of the law that you are on the horse, you are the hero, don't be a racist, don't be looking down on other people.
如果耶稣只是告诉这位律法师，你就是骑马的人，你是个英雄，不要成为种族主义者，不要蔑视其他种族的人。
Jesus would basically just add another rule.
那耶稣基本上只是加了另外一条诫命。
Adding another one on those 613 laws.
增加到其他613条律法师上。
And even if the expert of the law would agree,It would just be because it's another rule he had to follow.
即使律法师同意，也只是因为他必须遵守另外一条诫命而已，而不是他真心改变了自己。
Not because his heart was changed.
他并不是真心改变自己。
But remember, Jesus didn't tell this parable like this.
但请记住，耶稣并没有像这样讲述这个预言。
But he put the Samaritan on the horse and the Jew on the road.
而是把撒玛利亚人放在马上，犹太人放在路中间。
What if you were on the road?
如果你在路上，你会怎么做？
What if you were robbed and beaten to the verge of death?
如果你被抢劫，被殴打致死。
What if your only hope was this free grace from this person, this enemy of yours?
如果你的唯一希望是来自于你的敌人的无私帮助呢？
Who in fact, he does not owe you anything.
事实上，他并不欠你什么。
He doesn't need to love you as his neighbor.
没有邻里之爱，也没有任何东西。
But would you be helped?
你会被帮助吗？
Get up. Get up.
得到起来。
And you will look at people differently.
你会以不同的眼光看待这些人。
You will start to say, I was saved by someone who didn't owe me anything.
你会开始说，我被一个不欠我任何 东西的人救了。
I was saved by a so-called enemy of ours.
我会被一个我们所谓的敌人救助。
I was saved by an act of grace.
我会说我被恩典行为而拯救。
This would remove the moralism and pride that makes you look down on other people.
这将消除你对那些你看不起和与你不同的人的道德批判和傲慢。
Or people that are not like you.
和这些不同的人。
In order for us to become a neighbor, we need a neighbor.
为了成为一个邻舍，我们需要一个邻舍。
We need to experience this grace from a neighbor in order to become a neighbor.
我们需要从邻居那里体会到这种恩典。
The one thing we don't need is more rules.
以成为一个邻居，我们并不需要更多的诫命。
The expert of the law, he wanted to justify himself.
这位律法师想要自我辩解。
I think we all want to justify ourselves.
我觉得我们都想为自己辩解。
We all want to say that I'm not that bad. I'm pretty okay.
我们都想说我们没有那么坏，我们还可以。
I'm justified.
我们是公义的。
My actions are justified.
我的行为是公义的。
But whatever you set your heart on is what's controlling you.
但无论你把你的心思放在什么东西上
，Whether that thing is money or if it's power or if it's family, as long as it's not God.
这个东西都会控制你，无论这个东西是金钱、权力还是家庭，只要掌权的不是上帝。
Jesus Christ, He came into this world, the Creator of the world.
耶稣作为创造者来到这个世界。
And He doesn't owe us anything.
他并不欠我们什么。
In fact, we owe Him everything.
事实上，我们欠他所有的是一切。
But we want to be our own masters.
但是我们希望成为自己的主人。
And He walks on this road.
他走在这条路上
and see, he sees us and he has compassion towards us.
他在这条路上看到我们，并带着怜悯之心向我们走来。
And when Jesus Christ, when he saw us, he did not stop and he not only stopped and risked his life.
当耶稣看到我们时，他冒着生命危险停下来。
He knew that when he stopped, it would cost his life.
他知道，当他停下来帮助我们时。他要付出生命的代价。
He is the neighbor that shows this amazing grace.
他就是那位展现出奇异恩典的邻居。
And when we understand that we have been given free grace,
当我们明白我们已经获得了无私的恩典。
When we really experience this true love from a neighbor,
当我们经历了来自这位邻居的真正的爱时。
Only then can we become a true neighbor.
那时我们才有机会成为别人的真正的邻居。
So what can we do?
那我们可以做些什么呢？
The Levite and the priest, they walked on the side to avoid helping.
利未人和祭司走到了一边，来避免出手援助。
But we need to remember that all three of them saw this man on the ground.
但请记住，我们都读到他们有三个人看到这位倒地的人。
Sometimes when I read this, I would think, these two, they are bad people.
我猜想利未人和祭司对这位人感到同情。
But I would guess that the Levite and the priest, when they saw this man, they felt sympathy.
我猜。利未人和祭司看到这个人时，他们同样感到非常的同情。
They might have felt terrible.
他们可能觉得非常糟糕。
But fearing for their life, they couldn't help.
但是由于担心他们的生命安全，他们没办法帮助。
I think most probably they felt some kind of love, some kind of kindness towards this person dying.
他们可能对垂死的人有某种形式的爱，某种形式的善意。
But for this man dying on the ground,
但是对于这个濒死的在倒在路上的人
This kind feeling would not save him.
这种感受并不会拯救他。
What Jesus is saying that we cannot just have nice feelings towards a person. We cannot just have sympathy for a person.
耶稣所说的是，我们不能只对一个人有好的感觉，或者是只对一个人怀有同情之心。
But we need to meet them, meet their needs, contact them, and see what they need.
我们需要去做的是去满足他们的需求，去接触他们，去了解他们真正所需要的是什么。
Maybe there is someone in your life.
可能在你的生命中会有某些人。
Someone that is on your mind that you really should help.
有些人在你的脑海中真正很需要你的帮助。
Someone that you know needs help.
你知道有人需要你的帮助。
But you haven't done anything for this person.
但是你没有为他做出过任何事情。
It might be time for us to live out the love that we have been given by Jesus.
也许是时候我们需要活出耶稣给予我们的爱。
And not just through feelings.But through actions.
不仅仅是通过感受，而是通过我们的行为。
And lastly,
最后
the expert of the law was a person that he didn't really believe in Jesus.
律法师是一个不没有真正相信耶稣的人。
He didn't believe what he said, and he tested him. He was trying to trick him.
他不相信耶稣所说的话，并试图试探他，欺骗他。
He was trying to justify himself, and this is why Jesus shares this parable.
他尝试自我辩解，这就是耶稣分享这个预言的原因。
And I don't know if you have thought about this, but Jesus in this parable, he's assuming that this expert of the law is a racist.
在预言中，我们可以看到耶稣实际上是假设这位律法师是一个种族主义者。
That is why he brought up this relationship between Samaritans and Jews.
这是为什么他提到了撒玛利亚人和犹太人之间的关系。
When the expert of the law answers Jesus in the end,
当这位律法师最后回答耶稣的时候，
he didn't say that the neighbor is the Samaritan.
他没有说他的邻居是撒玛利亚人。
He couldn't even say their nationality.
他甚至没有办法说他的国籍。
He just said, it's the one who had mercy on him.
他只是说怜悯他的那个人。
Nobody really thinks that they are racist.
没有人真正认为他们是种族主义者。
You know, I might be talking like this, but I don't really mean to be a racist.
我话是这样说，但我并不是故意要成为一个种族主义者。
Or maybe a more popular one. I'm not a racist. Look at me. I'm a foreigner in this country. How can I be a racist?
或者我们这样说，我不是种族主义者，你看看我。我在这个国家是个外国人，我怎么可能会是一个种族主义者呢？
But Jesus assumes that racism is part of our self-righteousness.
但耶稣假设种族主义者是我们自以为是的一部分。
It is in many ways how our heart leads us until we really learn the gospel.
这是我们内心引导我们的方式，直到我们真正学到了福音。
And if Jesus sees racism in a heart that doesn't understand the gospel,
如果耶稣看到一个种族主义者并不了解福音，
Then we need to take some time to look into our own hearts.
那我们需要花一些时间来审视我们自己的内心。
Because it is in there somewhere.
因为
it's in
罪人
it's in there somewhere.
因为你的种族主义者就在你内心的某一处。
We cannot love our neighbors if we have racism in our hearts.
我们没有办法爱我们的邻居，当我们有这种种族主义的心态在我们心中的时候。
So anyone and everyone is our neighbor.
每个人都是我们的邻居。
Whether you like the person or not, whether he likes you or not,
不管你是不是喜欢他，也不管他是不是爱你。
And whether they deserve it or not,
也不管他们是否值得。
We might see a lot of limitations when we start to even think about helping other people.
当我们开始考虑帮助其他人，我们可能会看到非常多的限制条件。
But we learn that we need to love our neighbors just like when we love ourselves.
但我们要学会像爱自己一样去爱我们的邻居。
It's one of the greatest commandments.
这是最伟大的诫命之一。
But we need to remember that we do it not because we're told so.
但我们需要记住，我们这样做并不是因为我们被教导这样去做。
We cannot do it because we think it's a rule.
我们不应该这样去做，因为它是一条诫命。
Or because we think it's a great commandment.
或者因为它是一条。
But we need to be loving and showing it through actions because Jesus did so for us.
我们需要通过行动来表达出爱，因为耶稣让我们这样做的。
Because when we deserved it the least,
当我们不配的时候，
when we rejected him,
当我们拒绝他的时候，
he came to us,
他来到我们这里，
to help us,
来帮助我们，
and it cost his life,
并且付出了生命的代价。
We need to be disciples that love radically.
我们要成为彼此相爱，彼此承担重担的门徒。
That bears each other's burdens.
承担彼此的重担。
We need to be neighbors with a heart that does more than just pump blood.
我们需要成为邻居，并不是因为我们心中我们的身体给我们提供血液。
It has to see, feel, and serve.
我们需要。
Our heart has to see, feel, and serve.
我们的心需要看到、感受到，而且提供帮助。
Jesus, he didn't die for us so that we continue to treat people the way people treated him.
耶稣为我们而死，所以我们需要像人们对待他那样来对待世人。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, I thank you for today. Thank you for this message. I pray that you will help us to really understand your love for us. That loving our neighbors is not something we have to do because you have told us so, but that we do out of love from you. That we need to show love to our neighbors through actions, meeting their needs, and that this will be so radical that other people will wonder, why are we doing this? Why do we love people that we don't know or we don't even like? Why do we love them? And through us, people will see the gospel. People will see you. People will see the love that you have given us. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.